The mother of a Danvers High School teacher who was raped and murdered inside a school bathroom 2 years ago takes the witness stand today in the trial of the student charged with the crime. Lawyers for the defendant, Philip Chisholm, now acknowledge their client is the killer. In opening statements yesterday, they explained they'll try to prove that Chisholm is not responsible for his actions due to mental illness. This morning, WBUR's David Boeri looks at issues surrounding violent adolescence that this case is raising. And a warning, some of the details in his story may not be suitable for younger listeners.
Philip Chisholm killed Colleen Ritzer and did unspeakable things to her body.
The first words out of his defense attorney's mouth. From blood and DNA, clothing and video cameras, stolen items, and the defendant's own statements, as the evidence makes clear, Philip Chisholm did it.
This case is about why did this happen?
Defense attorney Denise Regan made a bold, some lawyers might say desperate, attempt to shift the subject from the start.
The answer is he was severely mentally ill. He had been suffering from a psychotic disorder since the age of 10.
Police first came across 14-year-old Philip Chisholm walking along Route 1 in Topsfield in the midnight chill on October 23, 2013. Police say he seemed in another world. His mother had reported him missing. He had a backpack.
I asked him if there's anything dangerous in the backpack that would cause harm to myself.
Patrolman Neil Hovey.
He stated yes.
Inside was a white purse. And inside the purse, Hovey told prosecutor Kate McDougall,
I observed a box cutter.
Stained with blood.
Then I asked him, whose blood is this?
And when you...
Objection.
And how did he respond?
He said, it's the girl's.
Objection.
Philip Chisholm had gone to school the day before with that box cutter and a mask and a terrible purpose, the prosecutor told the jurors. His target was Colleen Ritzer, a young math teacher doing her dream job. In a sometimes quivering monotone, the prosecutor took the jurors step by step down the defendant's path, following his teacher to the girl's bathroom, killing her, raping her, taking her body out of the school in a recycling bin into the woods, and violating her with a tree branch. McDougall, the prosecutor, promised proof beyond any reasonable doubt.
That the defendant is guilty for the intentional and knowing murder of Colleen Ritzer with extreme atrocity and cruelty, with deliberate premeditation.
While the prosecutor spoke, and for the day's entire session, Chisholm, who was now 16, sat as still as a tree trunk, his hands on his knees, slightly stooped as he looked straight ahead, never betraying emotion or even movement as the bloody clothing and the box cutter emerged from evidence bags while his mother closed her eyes and wept. Chisholm did not even acknowledge his own lawyers, including Denise Regan.
But the real work of this case is to figure out the terrible landscape of a young boy's mind.
The defense says Chisholm suffered from a psychosis that grew worse when he moved to Danvers and away from his support system back in Tennessee. There was a family history of psychosis, Regan said. He heard voices, but went undiagnosed. That will bring the trial to a discussion of the juvenile mind, says criminal defense attorney Randy Chapman. He's not connected to the case.
Argue that psychosis is not something that may be so obvious in a 13, 14, or 15-year-old person. When a juvenile hears voices and they're introverted, they may not act out in the same way.
But how does evolving research on the juvenile mind explain the appearance of premeditation by bringing the box cutters, gloves, and mask to the school? Or the appearance Chisholm knew what he was doing was wrong when he hid the body in the woods? Attorney and analyst Randy Chapman.
The jury will have to answer the question, would somebody in a full-blown psychosis be able to understand those things? I mean, or and plan it out in that way, in a methodical way, and execute the plan and then hide the plan.
Against long odds, the defense will try to convince jurors that Colleen Ritzer's killing is a case of tragedy, not atrocity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.